This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a weird thing that I think I'm ready to talk about.
Okay. We are here for you.
I'll look at it.
I think you... I was going to say I didn't like your sigh, but now I understand the meaning behind your sigh. All right. Well, let me scrape the pus off first. That's so weird. That's not... Okay. I've talked almost zero about my divorce, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
I discovered something that happened in my divorce before.
Are we talking about the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay.
The first one doesn't count. We were only married 9 months. And
you still had to go through the process.
It was much easier. There was nothing to divide, really.
Okay.
It was just like...
Yeah. No kids.
You go that way, I go that way. And like,
barely a career at that point.
Barely, like, yeah. Just kinda... I was hanging on by a thread. Here's the thing. I am talking about it, so you guys will tell me I'm right.
That's what we're best at, boss.
Do I even have to talk about it?
It sounds like you're in the right, boss.
Do you think it's ever okay to lie to your spouse, to your significant other?
Ever?
Yeah.
Like a surprise party, go ahead and lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think it's okay to lie about money?
Ooh.
No.
No, unless you're socking money away for a gift for them.
Okay, like we're close. Yeah. We're close. I'm almost there.
Okay.
You might be ready to tell me I'm right.
Okay. We're in the surprise vein still, though. Yeah. Like,
I don't want to get down in the weeds on my personal life, but I had an agent at the time, mm-hmm. right? And if you've ever given 10% of your life to somebody for just negotiating something that happened 5 years ago, it's a real weird feeling. Because you're just like, you're writing this check and he hasn't done anything for you in a really long time.
Yeah. I sent the money. He's like, who are you?
Right. I don't even remember. Just 10%. Every time you get a check, like 10% of it has to go to him. So I set up a separate account and put approximately that much money in it. And then... exactly that much would disappear every month and just go. So I never saw it happening.
That's smart. I think I would want to do it that way too.
It didn't hurt my soul to go like, I'm like, I make this much money. Whatever's going into my checking account is how much I make. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So at a certain point, I realized that I had overestimated how much he needed. And I checked the account and there was money in there.
Ooh.
So at a certain point, we agreed we were going to kind of trim the fat of our budgets and like get out of all the wine clubs we were in. Well, I didn't get out of the wine clubs. I used that money to stay in all the wine clubs. Is that a bad thing? Now, let me explain why I stayed in the wine clubs. When somebody comes over to your house, like one of her rich guy that she worked with, we can pull out a $300 bottle of wine that cost us like $80. We just bought it 5 years ago and laid it down and now it's worth $300. And he's like blown away. We look like ballers, but we weren't.
So this
wine wasn't for me. It was for us. I hid money for us, but didn't tell her.
You didn't hide it. You forgot about it. It was there. You just repurposed it.
But once I found it, I didn't say anything.
And I'm also,
but I used it for us. If I went out and bought myself a motorcycle, then I would say that I'm a bad dude, right?
Right, but also you said you were trying to trim the fat, so you're trying to increase your savings or whatever, increase.
Yes. And then, we did that.
But then you found more money.
Yeah.
So
we were already doing it over there.
which could have gone to that cause of like, well, let's just put this in the savings account.
Did you forget what this exercise is about?
You're right. This isn't the ex-wife show. This is a slacker show.
Right.
What am I doing?
Is it ever okay? Like you even said, like I had a friend, his wife hid money from him for a long time.
Yep. Yeah. A-hack, listen to this.
And then went to like Williams Jewelers, one of the places, plopped down cash and bought him an MFN Rolex.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Baller.
Mm-hmm. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
It is a full on betrayal to hide thousands of dollars from your sig other. But if it's for them.
Yeah.
That's not a betrayal though.
Was mine.
There's just something where it's like you guys agreed to get out of the wine club, but you didn't. Right. You didn't follow along. And that's what I don't like. The Rolex is like, it was a complete surprise. It was a gift for our buddy.
But like, surprise, we still have wine.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.